I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A clear sky today. We'll see temperatures in the low to mid 30s and a northwest wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to near 20 miles an hour at times. That'll make it feel colder throughout the day. A Carbondale woman has been indicted on a first-degree murder charge in the Thanksgiving Day stabbing death of her boyfriend. Jackson County State's Attorney Michael Carr announced yesterday that 42-year-old Rebecca Valentine was indicted by a county grand jury. Valentine was arrested early Thanksgiving Day by police, who had received a call of a disturbance in an apartment in Carbondale. They found 55-year-old Reginald Gillespie suffering from a stab wound to his chest. He was later pronounced dead at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale. Valentine was initially booked into the county jail on a charge of involuntary manslaughter. She'll be before a judge next week. Wednesday marked the 25th anniversary of the Pyramid Apartments fire, which took the lives of five SIU Carbondale students. Several others were injured from smoke inhalation and jumping out of the building to escape the fire. Carbondale's mayor, Mike Henry, spoke about how the tragedy impacted more than just the local community.
One of the most important purposes of this memorial service is to remember not only the students who died in the fire, but to also reflect on the lives of our students, their parents, those within the community of around and those communities around the world whose lives were forever changed that morning 25 years ago today.
Some of the guest speakers and first responders present at Wednesday's memorial were also on the scene in the early morning of December 6, 1992. The fire was ruled arson after the investigation. It's still a cold case at the Carbondale Police Department. Hoping to prevent sexual harassment in the workplace, members of Congress have introduced legislation that would allow victims to take their cases to court. It's called the Ending Forced Arbitration of Sexual Harassment Act, and one of the lead sponsors is Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos. During a news conference in Washington yesterday, Bustos said 60 million Americans have forced arbitration clauses in their contracts. She says this bill would give them the option of going to court. To end sexual harassment in the workplace, Bustos says legal protections for harassers have to be eliminated. Co-sponsors of the bill include senators and members of the House, both men and women, and members of both parties. Governor Bruce Rauner joined state officials yesterday to announce a new roadway safety campaign. It's aimed at raising awareness of an Illinois law that requires drivers to move over for stopped vehicles with flashing lights. The state first enacted the law in 2002. It requires drivers to slow down, move over, and change lanes if possible to make room for stopped emergency vehicles with flashing lights. That law was expanded this year to include any vehicle with flashing hazard lights. I'm Jennifer Fuller.